Now, an expert panel that advises the Food and Drug Administration voted yesterday to keep a controversial diabetes drug on the market, but only with tight controls. Many of the FDA's experts were troubled by evidence that the drug, called Avandia, increases patients' risk of heart attacks. But after a hearing that lasted 20 hours over 2 days, most of the experts decided the evidence was not strong enough to pull the pills off pharmacy shelves. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
In the end, the doctors and patients on the FDA's advisory panel said that Avandia is a useful drug that should remain available to people with type 2 diabetes, which mainly affects older adults. Rebecca Killian was the consumer representative on the panel.
This drug helps obtain glucose control, and for diabetics, that's our holy grail. That is what we live with every day, and so it's important for diabetics to have as many arrows in the quiver as possible.
More than a dozen drugs lower blood sugar. Avandia is better than most at keeping blood sugar under control, but there's growing concern that the drug's benefits don't outweigh its risks. During the meeting, the committee considered a slew of studies about those risks. They have conflicting results. At the end, the consensus was that Avandia increases the risk of heart problems, including heart attacks. But the risk wasn't as high as the heart attack evidence that took the painkiller Vioxx off the market several years ago. And there was no evidence of increased death from Avandia. All in all, the data were not strong enough for most panel members, including San Francisco heart specialist John Teerlink, who reluctantly voted to keep the drug on the market.
I think we need to have stronger evidence to remove a drug.
Like others, Teerlink was disappointed that GlaxoSmithKline, Avandia's maker, didn't present clear evidence the drug is safe, more than a decade after it came on the market and years after safety questions were first raised. Glaxo officials maintain they did present evidence exonerating the drug. 12 out of the 33 committee members said Avandia should come off the market, and many others said they came very close to that position.
I think a lot of us had that same feeling, that this was really very borderline.
That's Dr. Cliff Rosen of Maine Medical Center in Portland. He was one of 10 panel members who voted to keep Avandia, known by the generic name rosiglitazone, on the market.
So my headlines would be that rosiglitazone has significant risk for heart attacks and that there is still consistent worries about continuing to use this drug.
Rosen said he voted to keep it on the market only if the FDA can come up with a way to make sure that the only patients who get the drug are the ones who don't do well on other drugs for diabetes.
I strongly feel that it's got to be very tightly restricted if it stays on. I would be extremely disappointed if they didn't have a very tight hold on who could prescribe this medication and make sure that everybody understood the risks involved.
But that's a tall order. There are only a few instances in which the FDA has imposed such strict controls on a drug, and in those cases, it's clear who's in danger. With Avandia, there's very little evidence on who's at greatest risk of developing heart problems. The final decision on Avandia will be made by FDA officials, who usually, but not always, follow advisory committee recommendations. Richard Knox, NPR News.